You know, folks, legislative experience is a pretty good training ground for governor. But the legislature is definitely not a good stepping stone to the governorship. Alabama legislators live under the delusion that they're well known politically. It's a trap that's befallen state senators and representatives forever. In the course of state politics, only one legislator has ascended directly from the legislature to governor. And only a handful of governors have ever served in the House or Senate. The legislature is basically a dead-end street in Alabama politics. Let me take you back almost 100 years and give you some prior experience of some of our governors and prove that legislative experience is not a stepping stone. Starting in 1906, Braxton Bragg Coleman was an industrious, very successful businessman, but his only political experience had been as president of the Public Service Commission. Emmett O'Neill was a lawyer with no elected office experience. Charles Henderson was one of the most successful businessmen in Alabama history. Mayor of Troy had been elected to the Public Service Commission prior to being governor. Thomas Kilby became governor in 1919. He was also a successful businessman. William Plain Bill Brandon was probate judge of Tuscaloosa and state auditor before becoming governor. Bibb Graves served two terms as governor. He was a lawyer in Montgomery and a war veteran. B.M. Miller was a judge prior to being elected governor. Frank Dixon was a Birmingham corporate lawyer. The only exceptions were Chauncey Sparks and George Wallace. Both of them served more than one term in the legislature, but neither one of them rose to governor directly from the legislature. Folks, a legislator only has name recognition in their home county, and that would only apply to rural legislators. Urban legislators would not register on name identification radar even in their home county. When Seth Hammett of Andalusia was Speaker of the House, the majority of voters in Covington County could name Seth by name as their House member. But very few people outside of Andalusia knew who Seth was, and he was the most powerful member of the legislature. He got daily mention in the media for 4 months out of the year, Speaker. Yet, when old Seth launched a trial balloon for governor a few years back, his statewide name identification registered 3%. That was a pretty insurmountable hill to climb. That's why he opted to run for Speaker of the House again. Speaker of the House is now the second most powerful position in state government, second only governor since the lieutenant governor's office has been stripped of its power. Seth made a wise decision. His dilemma only accentuated the tremendous hurdle that legislators must conquer to move up the political ladder. They have to vote on dozens of controversial bills every year for 4 years, and thus have a record that any opponent can shoot at from every angle. They go to the floor and debate a bill and then see their names mentioned in the big city dailies, but undoubtedly, people don't remember their names. If Seth Hammett had only a 3% name recognition as Speaker of the House, then what do you think the average backbencher from Jefferson County has? He'd be better off to go rob a bank. He'd become much better known and probably more popular. The bottom line is, folks, the legislature is not a good stepping stone to higher elective office. Thank y'all for listening.